Welcome to the ministry of Reverend Selassie Maxines of the Macarius Church, East Legon Ogbojo Branch. He is a seasoned and anointed teacher of the word and prophet whose ministry is backed by signs, wonders, and instant miracles. His unadulterated teaching of the word will change your life forever. Now, sit back, relax, and be blessed by today's word.
Hallelujah. All right. What a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. I'm sure that people are wondering why I'm here quite early. Hallelujah. But wondrous things are happening in our church.
Yes.
Oh, you missed a good place to put your hands together properly. Marvelous things are happening in our church.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And one of these days, I mean, anything can happen. Are you in church?
Yes.
Then let me feel you that you are in church. Tell your neighbor, the man of God wants to feel you.
The man of God wants to feel you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we bless your name. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your joy and your blessing. Thank you for different and the many escapes and victories that we enjoy. Those we know and those we do not know. But all of them, we gather as a family. With one voice, we say thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together quickly. And then you can take your seats. So today's service has a little twist on it. Amen. Can I have a better amen? Yeah. And I don't know if you have a way of showing your smile while your teeth are covered. Can you smile with your eyes? Is it possible? Is it possible to smile with the eyes? Yeah. So that we can know that. But I'm going to preach twice today. So this is sermon number one. And then we'll go on a little break. And I come for sermon number two. And then we will close the service and have sermon number three. Yes, yes. That's why I made you come in dressed down so that you feel free. And then you're bored until those on this side are not happy at all. I don't know.
Zion's King, cry out, Kadosh, you are mighty on the throne. You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on the throne.
Wave your hands.
You reign, you ancient Zion's King. Cry out, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Oh, you reign, you ancient Zion's King. Cry out, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse number 12. Deuteronomy chapter 10. I'm starting the first sermon with what I call the obligation of Christians. The obligation of Christians. The obligation of Christians. Are these two chairs owned by people? The obligation of Christians. Are there owners to these chairs? The chair between Stella and Patience. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse number 12. Are we there? Are we there? Good. And now, Israel, or better still, we can modernize the verse. So, and now, Ogbojo. Church, yes. What doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Can I have an amen from you? Now, what I'm going to talk about is a very, very important message to everybody here. Can I have an amen? And I don't want you to think that I'm talking to somebody else. I'm talking to you. And one of the ways that you listen to a good sermon is to listen with your eyes. You listen with your what? Your eyes. So let your eyes follow me. Let your eyes be fixated on me. Let your eyes admire my face. Is that a good idea? Yeah, to admire the man of God. Now, this is after Moses had come down from the mountain with the second consignment of the Ten Commandments. If you are a Bible student, you would have known that the first time he went up the mountain, 40 days, 40 nights, by the time he came down, Aaron, his assistant, had turned the church to an idol worship. And the guys, the ladies gave their earrings, people gave their necklaces, anything goldish were supplied and contributed, and they melted it and formed a calf and said that this is now our God. So Moses came down with the Ten Commandments, having after waited on God for 40 days and 40 nights. And when he came back, he was so shocked that he threw the tablet on the floor and broke it. And God was angry both with Moses and with the Israelites. But later on, God being a God of a second chance. Somebody say, God is a God of a second chance. Yes. It doesn't matter whether you have committed abortion before. You are still going to have a baby in the name of Jesus. Yes. God is a God of a second chance. So he called Moses back to the mountain. And for another 40 days, 40 nights, Moses had to wait on the Lord. And the Lord wrote on the tablets. And Moses came down now with the tablets. Now when he came with the tablet, he told the Israelites, "You children of Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
What is God's expectation of you? In other words, God has expectations of you. But now we need to go down and spell them out. What are the expectations of the Lord thy God? So Moses is asking Israel, and I'm saying that now we are not in Israel, we are in Ghana. And not only are we in Ghana, we are in Accra. And not only are we in Accra, we are in East Legon. And not only are we in East Legon, we are in OJ City. And I'm asking you, OJ City, Gloria, what doth the Lord thy God require of you? Stella, what are the Lord's expectations of you? Ernest, what is the Lord waiting to see from you that you are doing to him or for him or whatever? Pastor Molly, what is on the mind of the Lord in terms of expectation concerning you? So Moses is asking them that, what is God requiring of you? Can you help me tell your neighbor that what is God requiring of you? Everybody must have a neighbor. You know, there are people when they come to church, they don't make friends. They don't talk to anybody. They don't collect anybody's number. They don't, I walk alone. Every I walk alone spirit, today we bury it in the name of Jesus. Yes. What are the Lord's expectations? The Lord, your God, has expectations of you. That's why I'm talking about the obligation of Christians. The word obligation, O-B-L-I-G-A-T-I-O-N, the word obligation has many or quite a few meanings. Do you want to know the meanings? Meaning number one, obligation means a duty that is yours to perform. A duty that is yours to perform. That is your obligation. Those at the back, are you in church? Yes. If you have an obligation, it means you have a duty you must perform. And most often, it's a duty without choice. You don't have a choice. You are obliged. You are supposed to do it. It's your responsibility to do it. You can't decide whether you want to or you don't want to. An obligation is something that is expected of you and you are required to deliver it all the time. Obligation is different from a promise. When I make a promise, because I am a man of my words, I may want to honor my promise. But obligation is a stronger word than the promise. Because most people don't keep their promises. Have you made a promise before? Those on that side, have you made a promise before? Yeah, many promises. Many promises which we haven't kept. But when you have an obligation, it's a duty. You have a duty to perform. And today I came to tell everybody who is a Christian that towards our God, we have duties to perform. We have duties to perform. The moment you identify yourself as a believer, you call yourself a Christian, immediately you enter into the place of obligation. There is a duty to perform. Of course, Of course. Being Christians, we have rights as Christians. We have benefits as Christians. Is someone in church? Are you in church? One of the benefits of being a Christian is the blessing of forgiveness of sins. It's a blessing that many of you are going to stand before the Lord on the judgment day. And when your books are open, you see that your books are empty. And you ask the angel that, I've stolen before. I've had fornication before. I've committed abortion before. How come my book is empty? And then you'll be told that when you step into Christ, all your sins were paid for. All your sins were paid for. And the Bible says that you are no more the Paul of 2012. Now you are a new creature in Christ. Can I hear an amen from you? It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Not knowing that the person you fornicated with, if she's still not born again, she's going to pay dearly for that sin. When you are enjoying the blessing of forgiveness. Two people have committed the same act. One is forgiven, the other is being punished. Yes. You remember the woman who was caught in the very act of adultery? Is adultery not performed by two people, a man and a woman? We never heard about the man. We never heard about the man. But they caught the woman, they pulled her from under the man and drove her to the city center looking for Jesus. Now, we have to stone this woman. The question is that, where was the man? There are sometimes God's liberty and God's pardon and God's mercy, that is our greatest blessing on this earth. It's our greatest blessing. I said it's our greatest blessing. Yes. And you may not know that because our sins are forgiven, some curses have been averted, and curses have been stopped, and curses have been blocked, and curses have been neutralized. Yes, neutralized because of the forgiveness of sin, because sin brings curses. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. You are forgiven. Say, I am redeemed of the Lord. Yes. We are redeemed of the Lord. So say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say, I am redeemed. Sometimes you have to say what you have been redeemed from. Yes. I have been redeemed from pornography. Yes. But you cannot say yours. And so I am redeemed from what? What were you redeemed from? From womanizing. Yes. From being one sister with three different boyfriends. Womanizing. Yes. Recently, I heard on the radio, they were saying that a pastor was advising people in relationship, and he was talking to the women, and he said that if the man says he loves you, he will wait. If he truly loves you, he will wait and not have sex with you. They were telling his sisters that, look, keep yourselves well, because you know the brothers, they would like to have sex with you before they marry you, so keep yourself well. Then somebody said, hey, Master, now the trends have changed. Now in the relationship, the pressure for sex is from the girl.
You are pretty good.
I'm feeling hot, brother.
Hey!
Can you visit me, brother?
I stand.
Can you hold me, brother? Hey!
Good.
There are people who are looking at me, they are just straight. It's a straight face. What did brother say? I feel lonely, brother. Yes.
You are telling of this.
Is somebody in church? Listen, tell your neighbor, pastor is not deceived by your face.
Pastor is not deceived by
your face. No. The way you have done your face, as if you don't know what I'm talking about. Yes.
You are pretty good.
I am lonely, brother. Can you visit me, brother? Can we go out, brother?
Hey.
But I'm saying that in Christ, we have duties to perform. You cannot be in Christ and just be enjoying privileges and rights without being conscious of what is my duty in Christ. What is my role in Christ? What is my contribution in Christ? What is my job in Christ? Because Christians have obligations. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Even if you joined Christ yesterday, if you join us in Christ yesterday, the moment you join Christ, you have a right, you have a privilege, but you also have an obligation. So we have to start asking ourselves that, what is my job? What is my work? What is the Lord requiring from me? Is that a good word?
Yeah. You are preaching good.
So an obligation also means that you are indebted. You owe. You owe. And when you owe, then your only disposition is to pay what you owe. Is someone in church? Yes. If you owe, because obligation means you owe. God looked at you, God looked at me, and he decided that his glory up in heaven, he's giving it up and he's coming down. And the angels asked him, what are you coming down to do? Is bad down there? Is nasty down there? Is evil down there? Why are you coming down? Why can't you stay in a glorious place? He said, no, there is one Selassie. There's one Selassie I see. I need to give my life for him.
Yes.
And the angels asked him that, is it worth it? Why would you want to die for a Selassie? He said, no, there's not only one Selassie. There's a Paul also on earth. There's a Paul also. If I don't save him, I see him journeying straight to hell. Then the angels begged Jesus and said, only Selassie and Paul. And said, no. There's another guy called David. Yes. I love them. I love them with the precious life. I can't look at them and see them walking in sin. I prefer to lose glory and go down there and give my life for them. Yes. And then now the cherubims and the seraphim came and said, we have heard that you are going to that evil world for only three guys. He said, no, not only Paul, not only, there are some twins. They call them Ziggy and Zaga. Yeah. I need to save them as well.
Yes.
I need to save Ziggy and Zaga. And I don't mind giving my life for them. The angels went to ask him, is it worth it? Should you do it? He said, yes, it's worth it. He said, I have loved them with an everlasting life. I can see the sin in their life. And I can't bear watching them burn in hell. I prefer to go to hell on their behalf. I'm coming down. And Jesus came. And came to find a liar like me. To find a bad boy like me. And he found a bad girl like you. You never tell the truth. Never tell the truth. But Jesus came for you. And now you are standing like a saint. You owe the Lord. Everybody, we are indebted to Christ for the love that he showed us. Yes. We are in debt. We owe. And the question that if you owe somebody, only one question comes up. When are you going to pay? Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
I said, am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
That's why I'm leading this church. That we are not only going to pray to receive miracles from the Lord. It's our right. But all of us are going to find out that what does the Lord require of me? What is God expecting of me? Every Sunday I wake up, I go, I come, I go, I come, I go, I come. The blessings of the Lord are coming. The blessings are coming. The favor is coming. The mercy is coming. The forgiveness is coming. But what is my duty? What is my duty? Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
But to fear the Lord. Church, we have to fear God. You have to, look, God is more wicked than anybody. There's nobody who can be as wicked as God if God wants to be wicked. Yes. And one of the reasons we have to fear God is that the day he decides to be merciless to you, you are in trouble. That's why David said that goodness and mercy and goodness, it will follow me every day. All the day. Because if I wake up one day and no mercy is available, my brother, my sister, that will be a day where you receive 7 bad news in one day. You can't even understand it. We have to fear God. Yes. God does not only love you, he can kill you. He can kill you. He wiped a whole generation of Noah. He cleared everybody. One day he sent Jonah to Nineveh. As Jonah was going, he diverted. And then he entered a ship to a place called Tarsus. As the ship was going, God released a storm. And now the ship was tossing up and down, about to capsize. And the people realized that no, somebody in our boat is the cause. His God is chasing him. And Jonah said, it's me. My God sent me. I didn't go. May God not send you and you will not go. May God not call you and you say next year. May God not call you and you say when I finish school. May God not call you and you say when my business finishes working. Otherwise, a storm is coming for you like it came for Jonah. We have to fear God. Suddenly, the guys logoed Jonah. They logoed him and threw him into the sea. Immediately, the storm ceased. It's like, which God is this that even his own servant, he can kill him, he can kill his servant in a sea and doesn't care? His servant, he can kill him. Even his own son, he killed him on the cross. And you think that you can hide? Yes. Let us fear God. Enanuni Adofo. Let us fear God. You mind me?
Yes.
I say what?
Let us fear God.
Yes. God can be dangerous in his dealings.
Yeah.
Yes. He can curse you. And when God is cursing you, who will deliver you? If your village witches curse you, we can turn to God. If a fellow jealous worker in your office curses you, we can turn to God. But if God is the one cursing you, where is your hope? Yes. Yes. Anything that must stop. Because one of these days, the reason why you are not receiving recompense to our sins is that God is exercising mercy. But a day may come, he may withdraw his mercy. And when the sword of the Lord comes, nobody can save you. You have to fear God. You have to fear God.
Say, where's the verse? The verse. Yeah. To fear the Lord thy God and to walk in all his ways. He requires that we walk in his ways. Am I talking to everybody in the church?
Yes.
You are preaching. The ways of God are the activities and the lifestyles that exist because of God. The lifestyles and the activities that exist because of God. That if we take the element of God out, those things will never exist. Example, church will not exist if there's no God. But a school may exist whether there's God or there's no God. So the ways of God, when you are attending church, when you go to church, you are walking in the ways of God, because church exists because God exists.
Preaching good.
Fasting and prayer exist because God exists. Is the ways of the Lord. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Evangelism, soul winning, outreaches, Pastor David, they are not things that you do in Jimpa. Soul winning, evangelism are not things you do in Ghana police service. Soul winning and evangelism is not something you do in the nursing training. Soul winning exists because God exists. So it is the way of the Lord. It's the way of the Lord. And the Lord is saying that he requires that we walk in all his ways. All his ways. All his ways. So when you are doing soul winning, you are walking in the ways of the Lord. Is that a good sermon?
Yes, it's a powerful sermon.
Check someone in another. A powerful man of God cannot be preaching and you are sleeping at this time.
Hey.
You cannot be sleeping.
My God.
And to love him, to love the Lord. No, you know, one of the main things I thank God. I don't know what you think, but I think I love the Lord. No, I don't know what your assessment of me is, but when I assess myself, I think I love the Lord. Yeah, I think about the Lord all the time. He's on my mind all the time, and I want to spend time with him. If you leave me alone, if you leave me alone, I'm never bored. I'm never. It's like I'm lonely. I'm not bored. I'm not lonely. Because once you leave me, I'm even happier. I'm happier being alone because I'm not alone. I'm with my lover. I love to sing to him. Yes. Sometimes some of the songs I really don't know the song well. But just that I love the song. Is somebody here?
Yes.
God requires that you love him. Those at the back, when you are loving God, God is on your mind almost all the time. There are people from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, God is nowhere near the thinking processes. Only how to make money. You don't miss God. You don't miss prayer. You don't miss all night. You don't miss your Bible. You don't miss. You only remember to pray when there's a problem. Or when the money is not coming. Oh, but the lovers of God. The lovers of God.
Yeah.
Even when they are in the market and they are exchanging money for tomatoes. And they are exchanging money for fish. Somewhere in their space, they are missing their God. Yes. Yes. You must love God. And when you love God, things become easier for you to do for God. Love
Love is a force that makes apparent difficult things easy. Love is the power that makes apparent difficult things easy. Love can make you walk from here to Mamobi. You walk on the road to Mamobi. It's a long journey, but love can take you on that journey. Yes. Love is the power that makes difficult things easy. When your friend asks you for 50 Ghana cedi, you say you don't have. When your lover asks you, you get 500 Ghana cedi. Love is what makes a difficult thing easy to do.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Hey! I'm doing well. When we say come to church, stay in church more. You are bored. You are tired. But love is what makes you go to visit her from 8 a.m. and you leave at 5 p.m.
They are tally numbers.
Yes.
They are preaching good.
Can I talk to you?
Talk to us.
When you love God, it's not difficult to stay in an all-night prayer. You won't sleep. When we say all night and then... I'm going to say all night in Edabe. Friday. Yeah. Challenge me a year bio. Saturday and opportunity to come back by a year nunti. Uba. Love is not. When love is there, things that are difficult will become easy for you. How do you know a man who served for one girl 7 years? They changed the girl for her. She said, no, I'm serving again. 14 years. He's serving for one girl. I'm talking about Mr. Jacob. He served his uncle Laban 14 years for one girl. Only love can make you do such a work. When you are complaining about church, love is not there. Love is a power that makes difficult things easy. You just do it easily. How you take your own money. I say your own what? Your own money. I say your own what? Your own money. Then you take your own transport. You go to Medina Market. You do your own marketing. You come back. Then you go to the guy's house. Then you go and cook for him. With your own money. Plus your own saucepan. And the rice is for you. The tomatoes is for you. The fish is for you. Even the gas is for you. Because you feel the gas. And you cook everything for him to eat. And you don't feel it. You don't feel the tiredness. You don't feel that he's cheating you. You don't feel because love, sometimes it makes you look foolish. It makes you look foolish.
Yeah, preaching good.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Sometimes you look at us who love God, you think we are crazy. No, we are lovers. We are not crazy, we are lovers. We are lovers. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
I said, am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Yes. And God said that we have to love him. We have to love him. I said, we have to do what?
Love.
Yes. It's expected us that you can put love into your heart. You can organize love, make a concoction of love, and put it in your heart. I don't know whether I can do this. You can do it. Why is love? Because sometimes love is a process. Those are there, can you hear me? Love is a process. It grows with time. Yeah. There are times when you see a sister, a brother comes and says, sister, I've been observing you for some time now. And I think that God wants me to marry you. And the sister doesn't like the brother. Not really. Because maybe she's tall and the brother is short. And she said when she was a teenager, I'm a Miknu. Or a Tintinchem. Now this guy has come. He's shorter than you. So I don't know. But Charlie, I will give it a try. And as you are starting the trial, love is not there. But as you are journeying in the relationship, suddenly you are the most in more in love. Because love grows with time. You cannot love all night if you don't give it a try. You have to give the all night a try. You cannot love fasting. You cannot suddenly start to love fasting when you are avoiding the fasting. You have to give it a try. So I'll give it a try. You cannot love shepherd's meeting after church if you keep running away. You have to give it a try.
Yes.
Oh, I'm preaching a good sermon.
You are preaching good.
Yeah. I said I'm preaching a good sermon.
You are preaching good.
And I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to everybody all the way to the back. Everybody all the way to the back. Can you hear me at the back? Is the sound loud and clear? Fantastic. Yeah. And then the last one is what? I can't hear you.
Serve the Lord thy God.
I can't hear you.
To serve the Lord thy God.
To serve the Lord. What does the Lord require of you? He requires you to fear him. He requires you to love him. He requires you to serve him with all your heart. It's an obligation to serve. It's expected of you to perform duties. Can you help me, please, church? Can you help me tell your neighbor that it is expected of you to perform duties for the Lord?
It is expected of you to perform duties for the Lord.
Yes. So as you are in church, you always have to tell yourself that, what is my duty to perform? What is my duty? What is my obligation? It says to serve God. And this year, amongst the many things we are going to do, we are going to serve God massively.
Yes.
Yes. Massively.
Massive.
I don't know why you are not clapping. Yes. Christians must clap.
Yes.
Christians must clap. Yes. And to help you to serve God, to help us to serve God, God has given us a vision. Yes. In a few months, February, March, April, May, actually June, the entire church, we are going to serve God by pushing, raising, winning, amassing, collecting, gathering 100 new souls into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
100 new souls.
100 new souls.
I like your hand clap. I like it's a Christian hand clap. I like your hand clap. Yes. God bless you. You see, an obligation is not something you choose. It's not a choice. If it's a choice, it's no more an obligation. That's why if you look at Paul in First Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9. I think 16 verse 9. Or 9:16. I'm not even sure. 16 verse 9. I'm ending my first break. First Corinthians 16 verse 9. Okay, 9:16 I think. Yeah. 9:16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. Why? I want everybody to read the next phrase. Why? Why? Again. Again. Yes. This is the word obligation. Necessity is laid upon me. It's like it's a must. It has been put on me that I have to preach. Necessity. If you don't walk with God, hear me, everybody. If you don't walk with God with necessity mindedness, You will be a number, just a number, in the house of the Lord. Because nobody likes a relationship that is parasitic. Do you know parasitic relationship? There is parasitic relationship, which means that two people are in a relationship. Huh? One is contributing all the time, the other one is just enjoying.
Parasite.
And I want to ask here. It looks like most of the example, if I don't bring it into marriage or relationship, it will not. Yeah. Mosquito and human being. Mosquito bites the human being. And then human being, we don't benefit from the mosquito. Do we benefit anything from mosquito? But can't we fry them? We can't collect them and fry. They are too small. But they are cheating us. It's a parasitic relationship. The mosquito takes your blood, it's drinking your blood, and gives you malaria. And if you joke, you die. But we can't get anything from them. Or you are in a relationship. Everything, you are the one providing it. The guy doesn't bring anything. Then he'll come and borrow money from you too, in addition. He's not bringing anything. No. When the two of you are eating wache, you are the one who pay for it. Rent, you are the one who pay for it. Everything, you are never. Then he's coming to borrow money on top from you. And many of you you have been borrowing money to guys. Oh, I love him. Oh, he says he'll pay me back. Then the money goes away. Because somebody is about to borrow money to a so-called boyfriend this week. A so-called boyfriend. He now is not helping you. When you take taxi with him, you pay the taxi fare. Ah! Then he has called you, honey. Challenge deal be a basisia. Me here 5 million business. I mean fast sorting. Maybe oh, she say oh, maybe oh, sir. But me your plan be oh, 2 days. Me remember. I say okay, Beji. It's a parasitic relationship. You are the only one giving.
Parasite.
He's not bringing anything. Do you like such a relationship? I said, do you enjoy such a relationship?
Not at all.
It's not good. The same way, if you are also in Christ and you are only taking, you are also not bringing anything to the board. You are like mosquito. General mosquito. Hey!
Hey!
May not be a spiritual mosquito.
Amen.
Everybody has a duty to perform. In Christ, we have a duty to perform. I have a duty to perform. You have a duty to perform. You have a duty to perform. Every time we have to start to ask ourselves, what is my duty this week? Yes. Yes. Is it a good sermon at all?
You are preaching good.
Yes. For necessity is laid on me. Then he said, whoa! If I don't preach, I'm afraid that I may die. If I don't serve God, I'm afraid that I may die. Woe is unto me if I don't preach. I'm afraid that God may kill my child. And I told you, we have to fear God. He's wilder than, and we will get to heaven to discover that many of the deaths. Death that we think that a witch has done or whatever, God killed the people because they didn't feel the necessity. God is calling you. God is calling you. You say you are in school. God says join the choir. You say, oh, me, I don't like this type of things. God said become a shepherd. They say, oh, they waste time too much. Paul says that, whoa, I'm afraid. I'm afraid my gas may explode one day as I'm cooking jollof because God is not happy with me. I'm afraid my car tire, the right one, may go off on the road because God is not happy with me. Woe unto me if I don't preach the gospel. If I don't preach the gospel.
preaching,
if I don't preach the gospel. I'm afraid God may kill me. Necessity is laid upon me. I don't have a choice. I have to sing in the choir. I don't have a choice. I have to be a shepherd. I don't have a choice. Otherwise, God may curse my relationship. And I'll be in a marriage. I'm never happy till death do us part. I said he took his servant from a sheep. They threw him into a sea. How about you? You that you don't pay tithe. Won't you tithe? Won't you know? Jonah, his major shepherd, major prophet, he took him from a sheep, threw him into a sea. How much you? Necessity is laid upon me. People, don't sit in the church and feel that serving God is for some people. Don't sit in the church and think that whatever is being done in the church is the calling of some people. Christians, we have duties to perform. And this year, in a few months, we are bringing 100 souls. Amen. 100 muscles.
Yes.
100 muscles.
Yes.
I said 100 muscles.
Yes. Amen.
There is a Cassandra somewhere we have to bring to Christ.
Yeah.
There is a Peter somewhere we have to win to Christ.
Yes.
There is an Esmeralda somewhere who must be in the house of the Lord, hearing the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
There is a Yofi somewhere we must bring to Christ.
Yes.
There is a Kwabena drinking right now we must bring to Christ. There is an Erama who is in the house washing. We must bring her to Christ.
Yes.
Yes. We must. We must. We must. Lift up your hands and say, Father.
Father.
Help me.
Help me.
Necessity is laid upon 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 me.
Shabba da da da.
May the
Lord touch your heart.
Amen.
To understand that it's not another message from a pastor. It is the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Say, touch my heart. Shantani ni makata. Zibara skuterelele. Vina kuskelelelele. Badi de 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 de. Hey, 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 hey. Everybody, lift your hands and say, Father, I want to perform my duties.
I want to perform my duties.
I understand my obligation. I want to perform it.
I want to perform my duties.
I understand my obligation. I want to perform it. I don't want to be here enjoying only rights and only privileges. I understand my obligation. I want to perform it. Yes. 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 God bless you. Take your seats. Clap your hands together. This is the end of Sermon 1.